this chunk of Matthew's gospel. It's really delightful. I think we quote it a lot to ourselves, and I'm rather certain that Jesus would not approve of how we quote it to ourselves. He's holding up sort of the standards of the day and saying, they're a little hollow. People are doing these things so that we can praise them, not to improve their relationship with God. And I listen sometimes to how this chunk gets quoted or referenced, and it's again about that, am I doing it in a way my community will approve of? Because that's what the Bible says. If I do that right, people will respect me. I'll be seen as a good Christian. Or sometimes I hear it sort of as, you know, the doubting family members taunt. Well, aren't you supposed to do that in secret? Aren't you being bad at your faith right now? And Jesus' point is really, if you are doing this for others, for their approval, or the other half of that is out of fear for what they will say, you've kind of missed the mark. The point is that your Father in heaven, who sees in secret, who sees all of those things we hope no one else sees, that behind the doors, in the dark, secret, horrible thoughts, and emotions that we would rather didn't exist. Your Father, the God who loves you, knows all of that. So if that is where you practice your faith, in the dark, where no one else can reward you, it has been well practiced. A little bit, we'll come up to the altar. We're saying more prayers, reminding ourselves of the depth of the faith we stand in. And we'll have ashes placed on our foreheads, and I will say, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. Which is a really profound thing to say. It's a really powerful thing to get to do. It's a weird little thing that we only do once a year, which means that we're not practiced at it. We come and we do Eucharist, and we know how that works, because now we do that weekly, several times a week here. We know how that works. We know what to do. We know what we do afterwards, what we do before. Our families, those who are close to us, can probably just assume we do it. And, you know, there's no, like, stamp. You got communion this week. It's not like going to a nightclub. Everyone can sort of, you can show off the right stamp. And Ash Wednesday is different. It's a little weird. We only do it once a year. It's a little uncomfortable. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Remember, you're going to die. But our God, who loves us, who sees what we do in secret, is not scared of death. Our God, who loves us, who knows everything about us, has been just like us. God knows what death is. God knows what horrible death is. And God knows that death isn't the end. We'll come up here. For centuries, we think about our death. That is an appropriate thing to think about. It is a necessary thing to think about. We are all going to die. Avoiding that is not healthy. We return to dust. The same dust that God sat down, in my mind, sat down on the riverbank and mixed with a little bit of water and shaped and breathed into and created us out of. We return to dust, all of our best parts and all of our worst parts. And the good news is much. God, who sees in secret, who knows all of those corners and points of darkness that we wish nobody knew about, that we wish didn't exist. God knows those things. God knows what it is to be human, what it is to live and breathe, to laugh, to rejoice, to cry, to die. We return to dust, dust that God liked from the very beginning. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season by remembering our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes, an ancient sign speaking of the frailty and uncertainty of human life and marking the penitence of the community as a whole. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. Let us reflect before our Creator and Redeemer.